COPD. When I say that, do you know what it means? Here to help us understand all about it is pulmonologist Dr. Frank Trudeau, and also we have with us Kristen Willard, the Vice President of Public and Professional Education at the COPD Foundation. Doctor, if you say COPD, how many people know? They know that it's some sort of a disease, but how many know what it really is?
Well, let me help. So COPD is a common, preventable, and treatable lung disease. Patients with COPD can have symptoms of shortness of breath, cough, and production of mucus. Patients with COPD can also experience flare-ups, or what we call exacerbations. A flare-up is a worsening of day-to-day symptoms that need different treatments, and they can also lead to hospitalization. What's important to know about flare-ups is that they can lead to a loss of lung function, and having a flare-up increases your risk of having a future flare-up. Nearly 16 million Americans are identified as having COPD, yet millions more are not diagnosed.
And we
so to detect COPD sooner, it's so important to speak to your healthcare provider about any respiratory symptoms you may be having.
And well, tell us a little bit about, you did a recent survey about looking between doctors and patients about getting the best way to manage this disease. Tell us a little bit about that.
Sure. So what we're talking about today are these flare-ups or exacerbations that can really be harmful for patients, not just when they have the flare-up, but in the long term, as you heard from Frank. So what we were interested in doing at the COPD Foundation was diving deeper to see what communications between patients and their healthcare providers looked like, et cetera. So we teamed up with CHEST, and with support from AstraZeneca, put two surveys out into the field, one for healthcare professionals, in this case doctors, and another for patients. And so what we found was really eye-opening. There are really some gaps there between patients with COPD and their doctors in talking about symptoms, in how each of the groups views these flare-ups that we're talking about, who begins the discussions, et cetera. So I'll give you a couple of specific outcomes that might be of interest. We found that approximately 7 out of 10 of the patients that we surveyed who have COPD, they remembered their doctors telling them, you know, come to me whenever you have a change in your symptoms. But what we saw in the survey, that was only about 2 out of 10 actually do that, actually go and report when their symptoms start or change. And as you heard from Frank, that's really, really crucial in combating these exacerbations or these flare-ups. Another finding, 6 out of 10 of our patients said that they may not have reported their flare-ups because they didn't recognize how bad those symptoms were. So they may have been chalking it up to allergies. They may have thought it was a common cold. But in this case, what we want them to do is to report and have the healthcare team decide exactly what those symptoms mean.
And once you do that, what's sort of the treatment? What would be then the doctor's recommendation?
So there are a number of treatments for COPD. The important thing is that patients proactively communicate their symptoms early, because early symptoms may indicate that a flare-up is starting. So effective communication is key to better act on any changes in symptoms and to address the impact that COPD has on daily life. In addition, greater use of tools like action plans can help to more proactively address changes in symptoms and to help facilitate this communication between patients and their healthcare team.
Sounds good. We appreciate your time this morning, Dr. Trudeau, Kristen Willard. Thank you for sharing the information and getting words out about what people need to do if they have COPD. Appreciate your time.